The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, a Vogue article by Shante Joseph titled "Is Having a Boyfriend Embarrassing?" has gone viral online, prompting candid confessions and think pieces. And Kira, we were just talking about this in the office. Like, it's one of those strange articles where it just seems, firstly, men are terrible, or men seem to be mortifying in all sorts of ways. And I will perfectly admit I'm mortifying to my wife in more ways that I can count. But I think this is in a slightly different way, in that just the act of having a boyfriend, and I'm quoting from it now, reduces a woman's aura, and you should somehow be able to have a boyfriend but also not talk about them online and not show them off because it makes you look like a loser.
Yeah, I found this quite fascinating because I read the piece in Vogue and what she's saying, and I thought actually what she was saying was quite confused, because on the one hand she was saying, God, yeah, having a boyfriend, it's so embarrassing. But then she was also like, just don't tell us about your boyfriend, because you don't want to be boastful. So is it an embarrassment, or is it something that you're showing off by having? Those two things are sort of contradictory, I think. I also think that, you know, there is some truth, not in the embarrassment thing, but in the fact that we live in a different era. So women are not dependent on men in the way that they once were. So in the way that my mother had to give up her job when she got married and all that. So women needed men a generation or two ago more than they do now. I accept that fully. But to me, and as I get older, I think this more and more, never mind boyfriends, never mind anything, what people want more than anything in their life is connection. And there's lots of faux connection online and this kind of idea that you need to be validated online and your relationship needs to be, oh, that's nonsense. But people do crave connection. So people will always want to be in a relationship, whether it's a she goes on a lot about heteronormity and all sorts of things. Whether it's a straight relationship or whether it's a not straight relationship, people will always want to connect to somebody because that's the human condition. Mm. So partly I think this is like, you know, the old man shouts at clouds, young woman shouts at clouds, because you're never going to stop people wanting to get together with other people because that's who we are. And I found this a little bit sad in that there is so much disillusionment out there on the part of young women about relationships, that this is now a thing, that having a boyfriend is actually just now a total embarrassment.
The bit that I kind of found sad was how much people seem to care about what other people and total strangers think about your relationship and care about your relationship.
100%.
But there are some valid points. So she starts by saying, if someone so much as says my boyfriend on social media, they're muted straight away. And I can get, because there's very little worse when you're scrolling through social media and someone's entire identity and every post they put up is them with their partner, and look how in love I am, and it's just all, might be very wholesome for them, but it could also be.
I'm cynical. I think a lot of that stuff is performative. You know what I mean. I don't always buy the Taylor Swift spontaneous engagement in a flower arrangement. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, I don't think that's true.
With the world's press there by pure happenstance.
Or someone with a huge ring on the top of the Eiffel Tower. I kind of find that a bit nauseating myself. I don't think it has to be performative, but that doesn't take from the very real thing about people falling in love and getting together.
And I suppose the performative nature of it is the question of it, isn't it? If you have to say you're happy so many times, are you actually happy?
Methinks the influencer doth protest
a little bit too much. So let us know what you think anyway. There is, is having a boyfriend going out of style? Is it damaging to a woman's aura?
That's what they basically said, is it's an embarrassment that we don't need men, that this is all something that we should feel sort of, we're beyond. What do you make of it? Let us know this morning here on News Talk Breakfast, where romance is not fully dead. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.